Hi, Karen. This is Jennifer with Johnson & Johnson. I was just giving you a call back with regards to your email. I wanted to speak with you in regards to the Muddy 268 LLC file, as there's kind of a lot going on the back end that you're not really aware of, which I don't anticipate you being aware of. We've been going back and forth on this carrier. Atlantic Casualty is our most strict carrier. Their guidelines are changing, and we're still trying to get basically on the same page as them. They're very, very strict, and we're kind of having to push back with them a little bit on some of these things. My confusion that I'm having with them and that I'm trying to rectify is we initially non-renewed this policy due to lack of electrical panel photos, but then the insured sent those to you, which you sent in, so we then rescinded that DNNR. At that point, we went ahead and sent you the renewal offer. The carrier is requesting that we issue a direct notice of cancellation now because the panels are square D. However, with the square D panels, only certain square D panels are prohibited with all carriers because there were recalls that had taken place. So what the carrier is requesting at this time, today is the 24th, I know you're out, but they are requesting that the insured get an inspection from a licensed electrician, basically proving that the panels are not part of a recall. If they are not part of a recall, we just need a paid invoice and the results of that inspection sent over, and then that way we can make sure the policy continues as normal. In the event that the panels are part of the recall, it is going to require an entire replacement, and the carrier will not budge at all on that. At this time, I don't have an answer for you on binding because I am still going back to the carrier. I don't know if the cancellation is supposed to be for the current policy and then we're going to extend it to meet legal guidelines, or if we're okay to go ahead and bind that at your request and then request a cancellation. So that's kind of where we're at. I wanted to be very upfront and frank with you on that because I'm sure you're frustrated with it a little bit. I'm frustrated right now with the carrier on that, and I am trying to get that situated. It is something that our management is already aware of with this carrier and their guidelines. So I will reach out to you. I just wanted to kind of give you a little peace of mind right now that other than that inspection from the electrician for the insured, that right now is one thing that will be required regardless. But as far as figuring out how they're wanting us to handle this DNOC and which policy it's for, I will have to be in touch with you on that. I wish I had an answer for you right now, but I didn't want you to think that we weren't taking care of that for you. We are just going back and forth a little bit with them. Thank you.